Welcome to Hey Ghost Hey, the podcast about ghosts, ghost hunting, and other paranormal phenomena of the Pacific Northwest. I am your host, Charles Crooks, owner, tour guide, and psychic of Bellingham Ghost Tours. We are here because I like ghosts a lot. Now let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome to a very special spring episode of Hey Ghost Hey. I actually didn't have plans to make this or kind of do anything right now, but because there's so many people asking about season two and when that is going to come out, I decided to do a little bonus episode kind of here in the middle of things as I currently begin to work on season two. So to start with that question, when is it coming out? It probably will not be until October. My hopes are for it to be in early October, but you never know. I'm actively getting investigations going and planning some new things, hopefully planning some new interviews as well. So we will see. But yeah, definitely shooting for fall time for sure. Most likely October is when we can see it or hear it, to be exact. And I also would like to say just a very special thank you to everyone who has listened to season one as it was airing and even after the fact. There's definitely been a steady stream of listeners from Seattle all the way up to Bellingham, throughout the rest of Washington, random spots of the US. But I also need to say a very special shout out to Germany, because Hey Ghost Hey actually hit the top 250 podcasts of spirituality in that category in Germany. It was number 249, so we just made it in there. But that was something that I did not expect at all, especially outside of the U.S. So thank you very much, Germany and listeners out there. But thank you to everyone who has listened and who has shared this with others that might be interested in it. So it means a lot to me hearing your comments and your feedback. So very, very much appreciated. So for this episode, I have a topic that I would like to talk about, very near and dear to my heart. And that's really about how I like to say hauntings are reflective. Some people kind of seem to grasp what that means, but for a lot of people, when I talk about it, it seems to be more of a challenging subject. So I thought I would give that a little bit more attention. And then after that, I have cleaned up the EVPs from season one, and I'm going to play those for you guys. And I have a few others I use on the Fairhaven tour, as I want to give two extra a little bit more focus there. So we'll jump into those in a little bit. But first up, the topic of hauntings being reflective. So before I jump right into that, I want to back up a little bit and kind of explain why I see things that way. And you kind of have to start with how I see the universe, how I see manifesting the universe, and how all of that kind of works, because one very much affects the other. And so for years, I mean, like so many others, I was very much into the idea of manifesting your reality, creating your reality, whatever you want to call it. And of course, you can do all sorts of meditations. There's all sorts of activities out there. But it really took me a while to kind of grasp what all of that meant and how I saw it in a way that made sense to me. So basically, how I see it, and I've pretty much gotten here from experience and playing around with different things. So this is just my current understanding of everything so far and how I kind of see it all. So when it comes to manifesting our own reality, we are all energy beacons that are constantly producing a signal. And so what creates that signal? I think it's basically our thoughts and our emotions that we are kind of radiating out from ourselves into the space. And so we are doing this 24/7, even when we sleep, but definitely more active when we're awake. And so to be aware of what signal we're sending out, we basically have to look at what we're thinking and feeling all the time. And I think there's kind of a misconception about manifesting your reality that if you do this meditation, or if you do this workbook, or if you do this certain activity, that that's going to be the one tool or the one thing that's going to change it all for you. And that's not necessarily the case. So if you think about it, as we are energy beacons walking around, if you do a, let's say, a meditation to manifest your reality, you're really only changing your signal for a very, very small moment of time. Let's say that meditation's 10, 15 minutes, then really you're only changing your signal in that whole day for a very, very small amount of time. So in that case, I think a lot of people don't see results from doing just the specific tools and those sorts of activities that we have kind of all throughout the internet right now. And so I kind of came to the understanding that if we are manifesting basically 24/7, well, then you really kind of have to pay attention to that signal 24/7. And so I think the universe, it really doesn't care. Well, to be quite frank, it really doesn't care about us in a shape or form. That way, when it comes to manifesting, all it does is respond to us. So whatever we put out, if you kind of want to look at your manifesting base point, again, just look at your current thoughts and emotions that you generally have throughout the day. And so when it comes to hauntings, it's really kind of about the same thing, that what you are putting out as an energy beacon, spirit and energy, it actually responds to that, not necessarily on a positive negative level, but in a matching level. And so if you're kind of putting out this constant signal, if the universe is going to respond, well, I feel like spirits can also respond to that as well. And so in my experience, I have found, for example, with hauntings, if you have what is typically described as a more negative haunting, usually you also see emotions that kind of match that on a regular basis within the home. Now, I once had someone, as I was trying to explain this to them, that she told me I was victim blaming by saying that I were kind of putting the responsibility on the victim of the haunting. And that's really not the point of it at all. It's really to say, if you can be aware of what's going on that might be feeding this haunting, or that's kind of matching this energy. Of course, a lot of people don't want to feed into that. They don't want these things to perpetuate. So it's completely natural how I could understand that this person saw it in that way. But I think it's important to note that if you can have the awareness of what might be perpetuating the haunting or whatever activity is going on in the home, then you can take steps and actions to make change for whatever kind of resolution you are seeking. Now, of course, I know a lot of people that don't necessarily want to get rid of the ghosts or spirits in their homes, that they can live very, very peacefully with it. But there are those times where it will be draining, or it will be tiring, or it could be exhausting. And so you really do want to, I think, at least personally, you really do want to then kind of reclaim your energy and reclaim your space. And so just having that awareness is really the first step in kind of making a change. And I always talk about on the tours that the boundaries that we make really do have a difference in what we experience as far as hauntings go, but you have to actually believe it. I always say too that you can't have one foot in curiosity, tell all your friends your latest greatest ghost stories, but then go home and be like, oh no, stop, leave me alone, because it will not go away. In fact, it will probably just perpetuate because of that that disconnect in energy. So I very much believe, as I always say too, that we have a or that we have power within our experience and that we get to choose what we experience as far as hauntings go. So just keep that in mind, or maybe that this will give you a different way to possibly think about it. Or if you do have activity in your home, maybe it's a way for you to stop and kind of reflect and be like, well, what am I doing that might be perpetuating this without even my knowing it? Of course, like I never would believe that anyone would choose to want to feel that fear, especially, or that unease if they have the sense of someone's in their home with them. But again, you have to have that awareness of what might you be contributing to that factor in order for you to change it. So in a nutshell, to just kind of wrap all of that up, as I don't know, I feel like I got a little rambly with it. Basically, when it comes to manifesting your reality, we are an energy signal that is always pumping out, and the universe equally responds to that. And so with hauntings, basically the same thing, that we are energy signals that if there's other energetic hauntings around us, they will also respond to that. And again, the whole point of it is just to have awareness so that way you can take steps to start making changes within your own space and really to kind of be able to own it in a way that feels good and comfortable to you. All right. So now on to what a lot of people consider to be the more exciting stuff, on to the EVPs. So what I did here was, I am no audio professional. Let me just throw that out there. And all I did for the editing of these was I cropped them to make them shorter to focus on the actual EVP itself. And so I'll play the original clip that it came from, and then I will play the enhanced version. And so basically what I've done to enhance it is all I've done is gone into Audacity. That's my basic free audio program that I use. It's never failed me so far, so it's been great. And I will just first noise reduce all of the clips, and then I will amplify the actual EVP section itself for it to be louder. So first noise reduced and then amplified the actual EVP itself. So here we go with the first one, starting with the four that I've got from season one of Hey Ghost Hey here. So here we go. All right, so jumping right into the recordings, we are first going to focus on the growl that came from the season finale of the Whidbey Island House episode. And so just a quick refresher, if anyone is rather newer listening, all of these are EVPs, or considered to be electronic voice phenomenon, and as I go out to investigate, I take a little digital voice recorder with me. And if I'm out for, say, 2 to 3 hours, then I would record for that entire time. And the idea is that spirits will come in and pop in and say things on the recording that we don't hear with our ears. So none of these were heard with our ears. They were only found on the recordings afterwards. So jumping right into this first one, this is coming from, again, Whidbey Island House, from the basement, when we heard that growl. So here is the original clip that it comes from. If that's easiest to do.
Is that somebody's stomach?
I think that was.
Okay.
And so initially when this one happened, as you can hear in the clip, we thought that it was someone's stomach, but no one claimed that it was them. So it's very, very hard to hear, but it's right after I finish talking. There's a very, very low rumble. So now I'm going to play the enhanced version. So again, you're kind of listening for that low rumble behind everything, and that is the actual growl itself. So here is the enhanced one. Again, it's still pretty low, but here it is two more times. All right, moving on, we are jumping to Northern State in Cedro Woolley. So in this one, I had Colby from the Good Time Girls. She was investigating with me. and we were investigating the barns, and we had seen some graffiti that said FTP. So Colby calls out what she thought that meant, and we seemed to get a response that went with it. So here is the original full clip.
Fuck the police.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I was like, FTP?
That would be my guess.
Final transfer protocol? Like, what?
So in this one, we had that whistle that's in the beginning where it does like two quick chirps almost, and then there's that groan towards the end. So in the enhanced version, I've basically cut out everything extra, so it's just the two whistles and that groan. So here is the enhanced version on that.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So on this one, I was hoping that we'd be able to make out maybe a little bit more of that groan, but unfortunately it's still pretty ambiguous. But here is the enhanced version two more times.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, yeah,
okay, moving right along. We are going to the Mount Baker Theater up next. And on this one, we were getting the tour before our investigation had even begun. And you hear Maureen say something about it being warm downstairs. And then there's almost kind of like a growl or a groan. I'm not quite sure what this is. I always kind of wondered if maybe it was the Ghost Panther, but it still doesn't really sound any way, shape, or form kind of like Big Cat to me. So here is the original clip on that one.
Ooh, warm down there. Okay. I'll turn on a couple.
Yeah, so I'm still not sure on this one. I always have kind of wondered, though, that when we get people voices coming through on a recording, they often sound distorted in some way. So if this was the Ghost Panther, could it be just the distortion that makes it sound that way? I don't know. Possibility. But here is the enhanced version. Yeah, to me it still sounds kind of like a person vocalization, but not 100% sure on this one. So here that is two more times before we get to the last of the Season 1 EVPs. Alrighty, and last up, we've got the Marine Park Howl. That was the very first new EVP that I've gotten in many, many years. And I've saved it for the last because I think there's a little something in there that I didn't notice before. So here is the original clip. It's kind of... All right, so just to refresh what was going on here, I was out at Marine Park with some friends, and one of my friends, Simon specifically, had the ovulus, and he was just about to say that he asked if anyone was around him, and he got the word around. But right before that, on the audio recorder, we got that howl that you hear, and none of us heard that with our ears. So very coincidental timing-wise. So definitely makes it interesting. But here is the howl enhanced. So after I enhance this, I notice that right at the tail end of that howl, there's kind of that low grunt behind there. And I'm not quite sure if that's people, person, animal, whatever it could be. I'm almost kind of leaning towards person still. And I almost get the sense of native energy still with this for some reason. But also, in relation to where we were, there is a very rich native history for that area as well. So could it be person? Maybe. I've also kind of got the sense that it was person imitating animal with that howl too. So could very well be. But here is the enhanced version twice more. I would love to hear your thoughts on that one, and just kind of, or any of them really, if there's something else that you hear that I don't, by all means, please reach out, and I would love to hear your opinions. Just because I see it one way does not mean that that is 100% the way that it is, because of course, keep in mind that none of this is a complete science any way, shape, or form, and that a lot of it is just kind of us doing the best that we can with what we've got. So if you have other opinions, I would love to hear. But then to wrap up with the EVPs, there's two more I want to revisit, and I play these during the Fairhaven tour. So if you've been on that, you've heard these before. And I like these because it is the same message said twice in one night, which is very, very rare. Usually when we get EVPs, they're kind of like a one-off or just a simple response or a random comment, and then they move on. But in this case, this one night, we got the same message delivered twice. So on these, I'm just going to play the two clips, the original clips, back to back. And it's usually very clear what is being said. People can pick it out right away. So here we go. I'll do the first one right into the second one.
Thanks, guys.
Just like you didn't
get your...
Thanks, guys.
You shot the sheriff?
Yeah.
So one of my favorite things about these two clips, again, not only is it just very clear, so it's that whisper that says, thanks, guys, both times. And I like it because there's almost different intonation that you can hear between clips one and clip two. Now, I've always thought it's the exact same voice trying just, again, to deliver that same message, but a lot of people on the tours have said that they hear a male voice and a female voice that are completely different from each other. So in the enhanced ones, I'm just going to play those back to back right away. So it'll be four total, the first, the second, and then the first, the second again. But I would really love your feedback, especially from the enhanced ones, to see if you think it is still a male-female voice, two different voices, or if it is the same thing. I think I'm still in the camp of saying that it's the same voice. To me, it's almost like the first time they're saying thanks, guys, with less effort, but then the second time it feels a little bit more intentional with the way that they're trying again. So here are the enhanced versions, and again, I'm just going to play these back to back again.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys.
Well, everyone, there we have it. And that's going to conclude this special little spring episode of Hey Ghost Hey. Once again, I just really, really want to thank everyone for your absolute support during season one. And I'm really excited for what's to come for season two, especially some of the investigations that are coming up. Can't share any full details as just because so much will change and a lot of things do happen to fall through as you get closer to them. So fingers crossed, everything is going to keep on going through, and we will have some exciting stuff for this fall. So if you do want to support season two, please come on a ghost tour, either the Fairhaven Ghost Tour or downtown. And this May, a very special event is happening with the Good Time Girls. We're going to be doing our very first partnership event and talking about the spirit of Sea Home. So we're actually going to talk about some of the darker stories of Bellingham, a little bit more murderous, which is something we both kind of stray away from on our tours to make them a little bit more accessible. But on this one, we're going dark with it, and we're going to try to talk to the ghost and see if anyone's there in these spots, or see if any energy has remained. So it's going to be part tour, kind of part mini ghost hunt, and that'll be happening over Memorial Day weekend. So other than that, you can always do a reading with me. I've done tarot and clairvoyantly trained as well. So you can schedule a reading by going to charlescrooks.com or bellinghamghosttours.com. Send me a message there, and we will figure it out from there. So once again, thank you. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. If you really enjoyed this or any of the other episodes, please share them with people in your lives that also may enjoy. Otherwise, stay tuned. You can always follow in the meantime on social media, TikTok and Instagram, at Bellingham Ghost Tours. So thank you, and I will see you guys in a few months. Thanks so much, my friends. Stay spooky.